The coordinator of the Corruption Control Network, a civil society group in Yenti, Alhassan Wema, says security agencies in the northern region should be on alert because the area is fast becoming a flashpoint. Mr. Wema told Jonathan Thompson that recent pockets of skirmishes involving activists of the MPP and NDC pose serious threat to peaceful election. He expressed concern about how chiefs and political leaders try to interfere in the work of the police.
There is an incident that happened in Yendi about a month ago where police received arms from somebody and this person was apprehended by police and demanded prison custody. The police who take this matter up did not get it easy because there are politicians and chiefs who are inviting these police commanders and why not to give them instructions to do what we suit them so that these people will go and punish. And these arms, we don't know what they are going to use these arms for and what people are left unpunished. They continue to commit a crime because they know if I go to court, I have people who will come and get me free. And recent clashes in the two major political parties, no single person has been picked. Even in Yemen, on the 13th, incident happened. They clashed, and up to now, police were not informed. Now, if we are picking signals on these issues, we have past events that is telling us that all is not well.
And Hassan, where did the incident happen and what really caused it?
The incident happened as a result of both parties have rallied and their supporters were jubilating. At a point, they all crashed and we thank God that no life was lost, but people were seriously injured. As a civil society, we will not sit and consider because we are picking signals that is telling us that the northern region is a flashpoint.
But if the chiefs have that kind of influence over who should be jailed or who should be released, then they should have that kind of authority also to disarm their members or to influence their members to put down their arms and not foment trouble. Have you gone to the chiefs?
We, as a civil society, we do meet them and then we explain to them. And they themselves know the dangers these groups cause.
You heard the coordinator of Corruption Control Network, Alhassan Wema, talking to Jonathan Thompson.